Okay, back for the final part of our deep dive into these pterygoid implants. We've covered a lot, that's for sure. Anatomy, the implants themselves, how you actually put them in, and what happens long term. But I know there's always more to learn, right?
Absolutely. Especially when we're talking about, well, what could go wrong? The complications, the challenges. No surgery is completely risk-free, and pterygoid implants, no different.
Right. Totally true. So let's talk about those potential pitfalls. What are some of the things that could go wrong? And, well, as dentists, what can we do to, like, lower those risks?
One of the biggest hurdles with pterygoid implants, I think, is figuring out who's a good candidate. You got to evaluate each patient really carefully to know if this approach is even right for them.
We touched on that a bit before, but can you give us some specific examples? Like, what are the red flags that would make you think twice about using a pterygoid implant?
Sure. So you've got things like uncontrolled systemic diseases, diabetes, for example. Those can really mess with healing, increase the risk of problems. And certain medications like bisphosphonates, those can affect bone metabolism, make the implant less likely to succeed.
Okay, so that thorough medical history, super important.
Absolutely. And we got to look at their dental history, too, their habits. Heavy bruxism, that puts a ton of stress on the implant, can lead to complications. And, of course, smoking, big risk factor. Affects blood flow, makes healing a lot harder.
Yeah, those are all things we think about with any implant. But with pterygoid implants, with all the challenges to that area, they become even more critical.
Exactly. And then they're just anatomical limits, right? The pterygoid process itself, it's not the same in everyone. Size, shape, it varies. Sometimes it might just be too thin or too porous to really support an implant.
So even if someone has a lot of bone loss in the back of the maxilla, pterygoid implants might not be the solution.
Right. And we need to look closely at where those vital structures are. The pterygoid canal, that's a big one, houses the nerve and artery that supply the palate. Don't want to mess with that.
Yeah, I imagine damage to that canal would not be good.
Not good at all. And the maxillary artery, gotta be careful of that too. Nick it, you could get a lot of bleeding.
This is why that CBCT scan, the high quality one, that's so important.
It's essential. You need that 3D view to plan pterygoid implants. See the anatomy, spot any potential problems, and, well, plan where the implant goes. Precisely.
So we've talked about choosing the right patient, the anatomical challenges. What about during the surgery itself? What could go wrong there?
Well, working in the pterygoid region, it can be tough. It's a small space. Visibility is limited. It can be hard to get in there and see what you're doing.
And even with the best plan, you could still get unexpected bleeding?
Absolutely. The pterygoid venous plexus, that's a network of veins. They can bleed quite a bit. And like we said, the maxillary artery is right there too. Controlling bleeding in this area, it takes a skillful surgeon. And sometimes you need hemostatic agents too.
So it's not just about knowing how to place the implant. You got to know how to handle those curveballs that surgery throws at you.
Right. And even with Dr. Diedrich's soft technique, which is, you know, less invasive, there's still that chance the implant could go off course.
I see, yeah. So with that technique, how do you make sure the implant goes in exactly where it should?
It's a combination of things. You have to feel how the implant is engaging with the bone, tactile feedback. You check the position with x-rays as you're putting it in. And, well, experience helps too.
So very hands-on, very detail-oriented.
Very much so. And even then, even with all the precautions, there's always a small chance of, you know, things like sinus perforation or maybe damaging a nearby tooth.
Sounds like placing a pterygoid implant, it's not for beginners.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of skill, a lot of attention to detail.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it for someone just starting out with implants. It's an advanced technique. You need the right training. You need to understand the anatomy and, you know, really get those potential challenges.
Okay. So for those dentists out there who are thinking about adding pterygoid implants to their toolkit, what advice would you give them? What are your top tips for making it work?
First things first, get the proper training. Find courses, find mentorships with people who really know pterygoid implants. Don't just try to learn it from a textbook or YouTube. Hands-on experience, guidance from an expert, that's crucial.
Yeah, like any specialized skill, you learn from the people who've mastered it.
Exactly. And then make sure you've got the right tools. A top-notch CBCT scanner, that's non-negotiable. You need that for accurate planning. And surgical guides, they can make a huge difference in precision and, you know, lower the risk of things going wrong.
Those guides really are changing the game in implant dentistry.
They are. And lastly, start slow. Begin with easier cases, build your confidence, get that experience. For those really complex cases, don't be afraid to talk to someone who's done more of these, get their input. Better be safe than sorry, right? make sure you're getting the best possible outcome for your patient.
Those are some great points. This has been, wow, a really informative deep dive into pterygoid implants. Anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Just this. Pterygoid implants, they're a powerful tool, but only in the right hands. They give us a way to treat patients who, honestly, we couldn't treat before. We can restore their function, how they look, their confidence. But like any powerful tool, you got to use it with respect, precision, and a real understanding of, you know, just how complex this all is. As we learn more, as our techniques get better, I think pterygoid implants are going to be a big part of implant dentistry going forward.
Well said. This has been fascinating, really digging into this cutting-edge technique. So to all our listeners out there, keep those minds sharp, those skills honed. And stay tuned for more deep dives into all things dentistry, where we'll keep exploring the latest and greatest advancements changing the future of our profession.